Please rise for a time to uplift prayers and concerns this morning. The prayer list that we have is found on the back cover. You can take that home with you this morning. One note that is on here that I do want to let everyone know. There was a prayer request for Bo Baker this week. He was very much so hanging on life's balance. He did end up passing away on Monday. So we'll uplift his family. They are friends of the Bensons. That's just the one update. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Let us pray for all the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We thank you, Lord, for our daily bread, for all we need in this life. Grant us hearts so moved to give as you have first given to us, for the needs of others, and in support of the work of your kingdom. Keep us always fed with the grace and mercy of your Son, Jesus, the living bread from heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As your servant Elijah fled out of fear and was fed and nourished by you, come to us in our times of fear and anxiety, that we be fed with what lasts and sustains in our times of need. Be especially with those we name before you now. Lord, for this family of Bo Baker, as they mourn his recent death, Lord, that you would be present, that they would recognize your presence in their life, and that they would recognize the eternal life that you offer through your Son, Jesus. Lord, we also uplift those names that we have on our prayer list this morning. Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Janine, Kathy, Jerry and Joyce, Bob, Kai, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Andy, Janet and Kayla, Terry, Mark, Bev, Linda, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Lori, Steve, those mourning the loss of Betty, and also Skylar. Lord, grant peace and healing, hope and health according to your will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As Jesus continued to teach the people of his day to know and see him as he is, grant that we continually learn of your love through him as our Savior. Guide children, parents, families, and individuals to rejoice in your word here at church and in our homes, that all may be fed with your life-giving grace through the work of your Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As you ask us to live a distinctive lifestyle, a lifestyle filled with your Holy Spirit, transform our ways of relating to others. Help us to speak the truth with great love and tenderness. And may you be honored and glorified in our relationships. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, we commend all these things to your wisdom and guiding, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated for our closing hymn, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me.